Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Jørgen Klopp har snakket om ryktene rundt hans fremtid. Her pausepraten, mandag 15. februar, ved Mari Lunde. Mandag ettermiddag holdt Jørgen Klopp pressekonferanse på Kirby i forbindelse med tirsdagens kamp mot RB Leipzig. Etter 3 tap på rad ble det naturligvis noen spørsmål om helgens hendelser på King Power Stadium og det som skjedde i ettertid. I timene etter tapet mot Leicester begynte det å svirre ubehagelige rykter på sosiale medier. Ryktene gikk ut på at Klopp hadde valgt å fratre sin stilling og forlate Liverpool. Jørgen Klopp fikk spørsmål om dette på pressekonferansen, hvor han var litt forvirret og understreket at det går bra med han, selv om været på Merseyside er litt surt.
So did I get a sack or did I leave by myself or what? what is it about?
Yeah.
What was the rumors about?
Oh, so I've signed Paul on to mute. The rumors were that you were leaving or taking a break.
Okay. Neither know. I don't need a break. So I heard as well about that. Look, the last thing I want to do is talking about private things in a press conference. But everybody knows. Yes, privately we had a absolutely tougher time. But that is not only for now 3 weeks ago or whatever. That was a longer, much longer time already. So and we always deal with it as a family, 100%. And when I came here to the football club to work, I'm 53. I work in football since 30 years as a coach since 20 years. I can split things. I can switch off. One thing is, and the other thing, and I don't carry things around. If I'm private, I'm private. If I'm in football at a workplace, then I'm here. Of course, we are influenced by things that happen around, but nobody has to worry about me or whatever. I might not look like this because the weather is not cool, and I'm white, and the gray gets, and the beard gets more and more gray. All these kind of things. Yes, I don't sleep a lot. That's all true, and my eyes look like that's all fine. But I'm full of energy. Honestly, the situation is a challenge. I see it more as I don't want to have the situation, but now we are in, and now I see it as a challenge, an interesting challenge.
Jürgen Klopp fikk også spørsmål om hvordan det å spille for tomme tribuner, spesielt i en vanskelig tid.
But I would prefer to fight this fight, what we are in a moment, with our people in the stadium. Coming in a situation like this, yeah, it's not what you wish for, but if you are in, you can show real unity and a real togetherness. And then if the stadium would be now full for the next 10 games, I would really love to fight together against this. So we fight together, obviously, just in different places. And yeah, knowing about the support is great.
Liverpool reiste altså vekk fra King Power Stadium på lørdag med 0 poeng i potten etter en kollaps de siste 15 minuttene. Det ble 3-1-tap for Leicester, og for å gjøre vondt verre har det blitt rapportert om enda flere skader på Jørgen Klopps menn denne helgen. Fredag ble det klart at Fabinho ikke ville stille til kamp på King Power på grunn av en liten muskelskade, og det ser ut til at han mister kampene mot RB Leipzig og Everton også. Lørdag ble det klart at Divock Origi hadde pådratt seg en liten hamstringsskade, og nysigneringen Ben Davies hadde fått en smell på trening og var heller ikke med i kamptroppen. 17 minutter inn i kampen måtte James Milner kaste inn håndkleet med det som også skal ha vært en hamstringsskade. Ben Davies og Divock Origi var begge med på treningen mandag. Det var også Naby Keita, men det er fortsatt for tidlig for ham, og han ble ikke med til Ungarn for kampen mot RB Leipzig på tirsdag. Virgil van Dijk er tilbake i Liverpool. Midtstopperen har tilbrakt de siste par månedene på Nad Al Sheba Sport Complex i Dubai, etter først å ha vært innom Liverpools nye Axel Training Center. Ifølge Paul Gorst i Liverpool Echo kom nederlenderen til Liverpool for noen dager siden, og han vil nå jobbe med klubbens apparat i den videre opptreningen. Van Dijk er med i både Champions League og Premier League-troppen til Liverpool, selv om Jürgen Klopp nylig har sagt at han blir overrasket om Van Dijk kan spille igjen denne sesongen. Søndag formiddag kom Bayern München med en bekreftelse på at de har sikret seg underskriften til Dayot Upamecano. Midtstopperen har vært en av de mest ettertraktede i Europa det siste året, og Liverpool var en av klubbene som har vært ute etter franskmannen. Nå ender han altså opp i Bayern München. Du har akkurat lyttet til Pauseprat, det siste døgnet med Liverpool, fra Liverpool Supporterklubb Norge. En nyhetssending som legges ut på alle hverdager. For flere nyheter kan du alltid besøke liverpool.no.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.